Hey y'all. I'm sorry up front for the quality of this audio as I'm recording from my phone. I'm cozy and I'm laid in bed and I just don't feel like getting up to get all my stuff out, so. I guess at this point it was over a week ago, but last time I did this, we talked about words that turn you on, phrases that make you wet, or things that you hear that get you hard, and I guess what you liked to hear, what you like to say. But what I've been thinking about a lot this week is just things that are missed right now in the absence of physical connection and touch. And I don't mean the obvious, like, yeah, it would be great to just sit down on a fucking fat cock right now, but that was filthy. those things would be great. The things that we say to each other in our audios and allude to in our comments and message each other and say to each other in private, those things would all be great as reality. But they're just not likely for any number of reasons. And I thought maybe we could just talk about what types of intimacy we enjoy and are missing and I guess would like to experience again sooner rather than later. What types of intimacy, connection, touch, non-sexual sexual things, I guess. And, you know, I said before I'll start, but I am interested to hear what other people think. I sleep on my side of the bed and always have and always will, likely. I sleep on my side. I face the direction to be the little spoon. The other side of my bed doesn't so much as get rumpled. I don't bother. You know, I tried sleeping in the center for a little bit and I just migrate back to where I'm supposed to be. Even in enormous, I stayed in a hotel, I guess last year, and had an enormous California king, and every day when I got up, just my little corner, that was it. So I definitely miss the intimacy of sleeping next to somebody, of being reassured in the middle of the night by touch. I have nightmares often, and I have had to learn to self-soothe, but I do much prefer to just roll over and be snuggled back to sleep. And, you know, have my furrowed brow gently smoothed by a strong thumb and, you know, my chin held in his hand to tell me that everything's fine and I'm safe and I'll be protected and, you know, feel that, I guess, comfort of being just wrapped up. Kissing does not count as non-sexual sexual content because for me, I think it's got to be one of the most sexual things of all, but fuck, I do miss making out with no real ulterior motive. Like, I miss slipping into a hallway because we got drunk at a party and just want to make out a little bit, or acting like high schoolers in the back row of the movie theater during the opening trailers. Or, you know, I'm a big fan of and going to shows and realizing that I don't care about one of the opening bands and trying to just pull him aside for, you know, a little bit of sloppy kissing in a corner somewhere or whatever. I miss hand holding, just casual, like get out of the car to walk into Target and hold hands. I miss things like laying down on the couch and, you know, having to lift my feet up for him to sit down, put my feet in a lap and just, you know, I don't know, it sounds strange, but a hand resting on my bare foot while I'm just reading my book or whatever. I miss when I wanted to stay up late, things like if I want to stay up later than the person I'm with and they sort of lay into my lap while I'm reading or working or whatever. And just knowing that they feel safe and comfortable and cozy. I miss things like that. You know, and hugs and casual grabs and little squeezes or anybody who has a small kitchen will know what I mean when I say I miss the little butt slap when somebody needs to get around you. Yeah. And then those are all, I'm definitely, like I said, if people had tags, mine would absolutely be girlfriend experience. That's just who I am. But I do miss some of the touching and tension that comes with the earliest intimacy of like maybe a first date or, you know, seeing somebody new and you're still sort of feeling each other out. So, you know, things like wondering, should I rest my hand on his forearm? You know, while we're at dinner, should I, or is it okay to put my hand on his thigh while he's driving? Or, you know, I can see in someone's eyes when they're wondering if it's okay to grab my hand or to lean in to kiss me, feeling that tentative touch on the back of your waist, you know, when you're walking through a door, or, you know, things that people don't do enough anymore, like you don't take somebody's arm when you're walking down the sidewalk or things like that. And then I'm also just very touchy in general. So, you know, I miss the small physical moments I have with people. Like if we're eating pizza and you get sauce on your lip, I will definitely reach out and wipe it off with my thumb. I don't know. I think I just, the connections that I've made here have been very interesting and in many ways very satisfying, very fulfilling, but there is a lot to be said for just the standard intimacy of human touch. And, you know, like we do talk a lot about sexual touch, but yeah, I guess I've just been thinking a lot lately about, you know, like I had to go, I don't know, without giving like too many details, I guess, I had to go speak to a detective on Tuesday, so earlier this week, about some things, and just thinking every time I have to have the conversation, and explain the details over and over again and ask the same questions and wait to get results, I leave very deflated and I just want to climb into a lap or be folded into somebody's arms and just, you know, like just now it's like if you want to be comforted, you need to explicitly explain everything. And then you put words out and you get words back. Sometimes I just want to put out a heavy sigh and get a hug back. You know, or like just going to the doctor and dealing with medical things, you know. Somebody to pick me up and take me there and bring me home and make sure I'm okay and, you know, whatever. Or even just my job is exhausting and at times very frustrating. And I was trying to explain it to somebody once and I said, the determination has been made that the burnout rate for my job is as high, if not higher, than emergency room nursing and inner city social work. Which is pretty high, because it's physically, emotionally, and mentally demanding. And I've been here at this specific position for 9 years, and I've been doing this job for almost 20, give or take, you know, some breaks here and there. But, oh God, I'm giving my age away. But yeah, it's like, I miss somebody knowing how to physically comfort you when your day has just been nothing but noise and you just want to come home and just be enveloped, I guess, physically. And I don't know how to explain it, like feeling like you're in a safe space, even if somebody's not touching you. And then the added bonus of that intimate, connected, loving touch that's not necessarily sexual, but is still nice and, I guess, just very much appreciated now that most of us are in a position where we're not able to get that. So it was a little rambly, I'm tired, but I am interested to hear, what kind of intimate things, not even necessarily touch, I guess, but I think about touch first, but what kind of intimate things are you missing out on in this, I guess, audio only universe that we find ourselves in right now? Let's chat. Let's be emo sad boys and girls together. And all other genders in between and on the outsides. See, now I've done that thing where I've made a mental picture of gender as a spectrum, and that's not the case, really. It's just like a floating orb. I've gotten off track here. Let's talk to me about intimacy and what you like and what you enjoy doing and how you enjoy being intimate with somebody in a non-sexual way and what things you're missing during quarantine and what you're most looking forward to getting back once the world is open again. And ignore my rambly bit about the physical shape of gender. It's been a long, long week. So, all right. Send me messages or post an audio of your response or just leave comments or however you want to interact, just like last time. So, okay, happy Friday, or whatever day it is where you are.